Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Mets and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mukie Wilson. Batting second. The third baseman, Hubie Brooks. Batting third. The right fielder, Darryl Strawberry. Batting fourth. The left fielder, George Foster. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dave Kingman. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ron Hodges. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Brian Giles. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jose Oquendo. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Lynch. Pitching for the New York Mets, Ed Lynch. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mel Hall. Batting second. The second baseman, Ryan Sandberg. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Say. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jay Johnstone. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Keith Moreland. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Larry Bowa. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jody Davis. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Ruthven. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dick Ruthven. And now, play ball. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into left field. Johnstone picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Johnstone. Wilson moves to second. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brooks for the out. One out. Darryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is called out on strikes. Two outs. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a line drive towards third. Say reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oquendo fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sandberg moves to third. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oquendo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sandberg scores. Buckner moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0, Cubs. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Giles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a fly ball into right field. Moreland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ruthven fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Bowa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowa hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Giles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Ruthven is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruthven hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oquendo strikes out. One out. Ed Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch takes first base on ball 4. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowa fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Sandberg hits a line drive towards short. Oquendo catches it and throws to first to double up Hall. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Buckner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson who is chasing the ball. Buckner reaches third base with a triple. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Say hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0-for-1 in the game. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Say fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Strawberry takes first base on ball 4. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Strawberry. The throw from Davis and he is safe. Strawberry steals second. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-1 in the game. Foster hits a line drive into right field. Moreland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-1 in the game. Kingman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnstone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0-for-1 in the game. Moreland hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Bowa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowa is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bowa hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnstone moves to second. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. John Stone moves to third. Two outs. Dick Ruthven is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruthven is 0-for-1 in the game. Ruthven takes first base on ball 4. Bauer moves to second. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Giles fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0-for-1 in the game. Hodges hits a pop-up towards first. Buckner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 0-for-1 in the game. Giles hits a fly ball into right field. Moreland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Oquendo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oquendo is 0-for-1 in the game. Oquendo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0-for-2 in the game. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oquendo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Buckner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Say hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oquendo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lynch is called out on strikes. One out. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wilson strikes out. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruthven fires to first and picks off Wilson. Two outs. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0-for-2 in the game. Brooks hits a fly ball into right field. Moreland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnstone hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Cubs. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0-for-2 in the game. Moreland hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Bauer takes first base on ball 4. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bauer moves to second. Dick Ruthven is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruthven is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ruthven hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kingman fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Darryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Strawberry is called out on strikes. One out. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 2 in the game. Foster hits a fly ball into left field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 2 in the game. Kingman takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0 for 2 in the game. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hodges for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Hall takes first base on ball 4. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0 for 3 in the game. Sandberg hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Strawberry. Sandberg reaches second base with a double. There goes Hall trying to get to home. Strawberry throws the ball into Hodges, who tags Hall, who came all the way from first, for the out. Sandberg moves to third. One out. Carlos Diaz now pitching. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. Buckner hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Say is hit by the pitch. Gary Woods pinch hits for J. John Stone. Gary Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sandberg scores. Say moves to second. It's 3-0, Cubs. Doug Sisk now pitching. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0 for 3 in the game. Moreland hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Oquendo fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Gary Woods now playing left field. Mike Jorgensen pinch hits for Brian Giles. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hall. Jorgensen reaches second base with a double. Danny Heap pinch hits for Jose Oquendo. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap takes first base on ball 4. Rusty Staub pinch hits for Doug Sisk. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hall. Staub reaches second base with a double. Jorgensen scores. Heap moves to third. It's 3-1, Cubs. Bob Baylor pinch runs for Rusty Staub. Bill Campbell now pitching. Scott Thompson now playing left field. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hall, who is chasing the ball. Wilson reaches third base with a triple. Heap scores. Baylor scores. It's Mets, 3, Cubs, 3. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0 for 3 in the game. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Say fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Darryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Strawberry strikes out. Two outs. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 3 in the game. Foster hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wilson scores. It's 4-3, Mets. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Kingman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hall. Kingman reaches second base with a double. Foster moves to third. Lee Smith now pitching. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0 for 3 in the game. Hodges strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Neil Allen now pitching. Tucker Ashford now playing second base. Mike Jorgensen now playing first base. Danny Heap now playing left field. Bob B.A. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Bauer hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Junior Kennedy pinch runs for Jody Davis. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kennedy moves to second. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs 3. The Mets will come to bat. Steve Lake now catching. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Jorgensen hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Lake settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Heap hits a fly ball into left field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Sandberg takes first base on ball 4. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a triple. Buckner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sandberg moves to third. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 0 for 3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Say hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baylor fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Sandberg scores. Two outs. It's Mets, 4, Cubs, 4. Jerry Morales pinch hits for Lee Smith. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a pop-up towards first. Jorgensen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs 4. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Proley now pitching. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0 for 4 in the game. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Strawberry hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hall. Strawberry reaches second base with a double. Mark Bradley pinch hits for Neil Allen. Mark Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Jesse Orozco now pitching. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0 for 4 in the game. Moreland hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Bauer strikes out. Two outs. Steve Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs 4. The Mets will come to bat. Tucker Ashford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0 for 4 in the game. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Jorgensen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hall. Jorgensen reaches second base with a double. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Heap is walked intentionally. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Baylor hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hall. Baylor reaches second base with a double. Jorgensen scores. Heap goes all the way around to score. It's 6-4, Mets. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wilson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Thompson for the out. One out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Hall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double and a walk. Sandberg hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 4 for 5 in the game, with three singles and a triple. Buckner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ashford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 6, and Chicago Cubs, 4. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.